Zimbabwe police say they have raided an opposition movement for democratic change headquarters in Harare. The MDC said in a statement that some 250 heavily armed officers raided the office, taking away some 300 people, including all staff members. The country has been in a political crisis since March elections, which the MDC says it won. United States Envoy Jendai Fraser, who helped mediate the political solution, met yesterday with officials in South Africa, whose President Thabo Mbeki has been a key mediator in Zimbabwe. He's been criticised by the leader of his own party for not applying pressure on Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe to step down. Gunther Simmermacher, the editor of South Africa's Southern Cross Catholic newspaper, says this is because Mugabe still has support among the people of South Africa, even if his policies do not.
It is difficult to say how exactly people feel about Mugabe. I think there would be a schizophrenic approach to Mugabe among many of the people who were involved in the struggle against apartheid. I think that those people who were involved in the struggle will be very grateful to Mugabe for the assistance that he gave the anti-apartheid movement back in the 1980s. However, at the same time, I think people are also recognizing that Mugabe is a tyrant. And they might applaud Mugabe when he is making his barbed comments about colonialists in Britain and the U.S., but they will not applaud when he is acting in a way that is just not acceptable.